The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.
With me now to look at it all is Representative Tom Cole, Republican of Oklahoma. He's Deputy Majority Whip, one of two Native Americans in Congress. He's called Donald Trump a work in progress and said that he would have preferred for the party's nominee to be, quoting him, somebody I knew better. He's now supporting Mr. Trump. Congressman Cole, welcome to On Point. Great to have you
great
here.
Great to be with you.
What is easy to support in Donald Trump? What is difficult for you?
Well, the vice presidential selection made it a lot easier. Not just Mike Pence, who I had the privilege of serving with for 10 years, but I think the final three were all figures that Republicans know pretty well. Chris Christie, Newt Gingrich, folks that have significant public accomplishment and record. So that helped a little bit.
Mike Pence, because he's a staunch and known conservative.
Yeah, and because I like his political style. And, you know, Mike, one of Mike's favorite sayings is, I'm a conservative, but I'm not mad about it. Mm-hmm. And I just love that line because it tells you who Mike is. He's consistently, he's a Reagan-esque kind of conservative. He's upbeat, he's optimistic, he's inclusive, he believes in dialogue with people that have a different point of view, and yet on the issues, he's rock-solid conservative.
So it's easy to like Mike Pence. Look at Donald Trump. What's easy for you there? What's not so easy?
Well, there's some things that I like that he says one, I like the emphasis on veterans. I like the emphasis on a strong military. I like the emphasis on regulatory reform. I like the emphasis on tax reform. Those are all things that I agree with. And just as an old political hack, a guy that positions himself as an agent of change when Americans want change and as an anti-Washington figure when the country is very much against Washington is pretty smart. I think, actually, Secretary Clinton's greatest challenge in this election will be she's essentially a status quo candidate. She's a third term for the president. She's not a change agent in a period when people want it. So all that I like. Now, where I would disagree, I think he can be rhetorically reckless, quite frankly. He's very much a shoot-from-the-hip kind of guy. Let's take the Muslim ban. I would disagree vehemently with that. First, because it's just simply unconstitutional. You can't have religious tests in the United States. Second, it's not wise in terms of policy. Our best allies against ISIS in the Middle East are, you know, Muslims. Now, who's the best force on the ground? The Kurds. They're Muslim. Where are we launching most of our airstrikes from? Are many. Incirlik Air Force Base. Turkey. Muslims. Mm. Who's the best frontline state leader against ISIL? Probably King Abdullah of Jordan. Staunch American ally. So you have to be sophisticated enough to recognize we have many friends. And frankly, Muslims have suffered far more from ISIL than any other group. I mean, the recent terrorist break were in Turkey, Saudi Arabia, Iran, all Muslim countries, all mostly Muslim victims. So we have a lot of potential friends there. You shouldn't alienate them. But having said that, I've watched him walk this back. He's like a lot of first-time candidates. You just don't usually see first-time candidates running for president. They make a lot of mistakes sometimes. Sometimes they're not aware of the nuances. So, you know, seeing him walk this back to now, I'm against people coming from areas infested with terrorism that we can't appropriately vet. That's exactly the same position as Republicans in the House have. And I think it's the appropriate position.
The theme of this evening, the sort of Trump-orchestrated theme, every night's got a theme this week, is Make America Safe Again. Is Donald Trump sophisticated enough about world affairs to pull that off? It's a kind of a scary world out there right now.
Well, it is a scary world out there, but that's after 8 years of Obama and quite a bit of Clinton leadership. So I think he would be surrounded by really able people. We're going to hear from one of them tonight. General Michael Flynn is a guy that I know, respect, as a great American leader, somebody that I think understands the nature of the threat better than most. One of the speakers tonight will be Ryan Zinke. He's one of my colleagues in the House. He's commander of SEAL Team 6 when he was in the service. I don't think you're going to find too many people better than that. Michael McCaul. Tonight will be, he's the chairman of the Homeland Security Committee in the House, former U.S. attorney, incredibly skillful and knowledgeable on these affairs. So, you know, I look at the cast. I don't think, you know, being president is like being captain of the team. Tell me who's on the team. I'll tell you how good the team's going to be.
Do you think Donald Trump will listen to a team he's brought around him. I mean, Mike Pence, you like Mike Pence. But we all saw him the other night with Donald Trump when he came out, when he introduced him, when he sat on 60 Minutes. It was a Donald Trump show, and Mike Pence was really to the side.
I don't think that you get to be head of a $10 billion company with worth $10 billion, multiple companies, without listening to a lot of
people.
If
it's worth $10 billion, questions raised about that.
Well,
anyway.
Gosh, if it's only five, man, that's just terrible. You know, this idea, if you're going to try and portray him as an unsuccessful businessman.
No, again, I'm just saying. I just want to be careful
about
the numbers.
No, I don't mean you. I'm just saying it really doesn't matter much when we get to this level. He's pretty successful at what he does. But the thing that I would actually look at, you learn a lot from candidates and campaigns because they change over campaign. The decision to make a change, which was probably personally difficult in his campaign manager, who had gotten him through the primaries, moved to a different kind of chairman in Manafort, different kind of style. If you look at what he's had to say and do since then, been more disciplined, it's been better. So, again, I think, I've never seen a candidate that didn't evolve over the course of the campaign because you learn a lot. You talk to people that have different experiences. You get briefed. Frankly, you even learn from your opponents. I think he's moved pretty dramatically in the right direction since he made that change. And I say that with no criticism of his predecessor. It's just you needed something different. He made the change, even though it was personally difficult. Presidents of the United States have to do that. You saw George W. Bush do that on the surge. What he was doing wasn't working. Tried something different. New people worked. So presidents have to have that ability.
It's the Republican National Convention. You know a lot of Republicans. We've all heard from Republicans who remain uncertain or even just downright really unhappy with Donald Trump. Mitt Romney, of course, right out front. I mean, he said early on, he's a phony, he's a fraud, his promises are worthless. He's playing members of the American public for suckers and right on. And he's not the only one. You know how many people are not going to be here? Many are, of course. What do you see at the heart of the Republican reluctance to embrace Donald Trump in that corner that has remained or been reluctant?
Well, I think there's no question he's a non-traditional candidate. You know, he's more populist than the Republican Party usually is. He's probably more nationalist than internationalist in his focus on foreign policy. And he's a pretty new conservative and Republican. He hasn't been a conservative or Republican very long. So I think all those things cause concern and friction. And then on top of that, I think you add throwing the angst of the country. And this is going to be a different, this is a Republican Party trying to remake itself in some ways. When your central focus in the campaign, or one of them, is going to be carry states you haven't carried since 1988, like a Wisconsin, like a Michigan, like a Pennsylvania, then you're trying something new. And, a lot of these people, again, were his opponents. You're pretty unnerving to raise $100 million and lose to a guy.
Yeah, no kidding.
So, I understand all that. Hurt feelings are pretty common in politics. But at the end of the day, you either can go with Trump if you're a Republican, or you've got Hillary Clinton, who last week 56% of the American people said ought to be indicted, and who's clearly, for 16 months, not told the truth about the servers. If you just match what she says and what the FBI director says, there's just no way that she's been candid. So I don't want somebody, I'd rather have somebody that tells me what they think, even when I think they're wrong, than somebody that tells me something that they don't believe. And I think that's a pretty consistent pattern in Secretary Clinton.
We just got you for another half minute. Is the Republican Party really trying to remake itself, or has it just been taken over by Donald Trump coming in
I think definitely from outside, not kind of from outside. There's no doubt. But I think that expresses some of the frustration of Americans, Republicans at the grassroots level. And they want to take the fight to the opponent, and they think Trump will. They're not sure the others would. I think that's a lot of this. But, I do think there is a remaking over of the Republican Party in some ways underway. Now, whether it succeeds, that's what campaigns are all about. You know, if he's successful, then he will have succeeded. If not, there'll be some elements left, but it won't be that. But, he's close in the polls. He's competitive. He's got a shot.
You came in slowly. In a word, are you going to be a full-throated supporter of Donald Trump in the home stretch to the election?
Look, I'm for the Republican nominee. I always said it would be. That's Donald Trump. I certainly will be supporting Donald Trump.
Representative Tom Cole, Republican congressman, Oklahoma's 4th District. He is Deputy Majority Whip. Congressman Cole, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.